Okay, so let's do here the letters of the Rebbe in volume 4. This is letter number 1114, and this is dated on the 26th day of Tammuz, Tosh Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing this to Reb Shlomo Zalman, Hecht. This is one of the Hecht brothers. So the Rebbe writes to him, there's pieces before, and this starts with point number 4. 1, 2, 3 has not been published. He says, when you write in your letter about in the days of redemption, that's of Yud Beis Gimel Tammuz, that you want to participate in my amazing. You want to participate in my personal support for me. He wants to give the Rebbe personally money for himself, and he hopes that he will go out from, I guess he was in some uncomfortable, he'll be from Meitzer to Mecha, from freedom to wide to something, I don't know what the issue there was. So the Rebbe says, you must know, for sure you know, that I don't take Maimed money for many, many reasons. Maimed money was usually money that was designated for the Rebbe's. It's like it was the Rebbe's household and the Rebbe's family who didn't. And they would actually live from what the Hasidim would collect for the Rebbe's fund. And that was the support. It wasn't like a rabbi in a community in which there is the salary. But it was Maimon. But the Rebbe said, I don't take for many reasons. So, therefore, also the checks that you sent, they're not going to be deposited until you're going to let me know what to do with them. So basically, he must have written the check of the Rebbe's name. And Rebbe says, I'm not cashing them until you tell me what you want done with them, but I'm not taking them, basically. That's what the Rebbe said to him. So he was on a salary. He got a small salary from the Merkaz over there,
organization.
The Rebbe used very, very little money, gentlemen, for himself. No, so you know, just so you know, because, first of all, this was the Rebbe with the Rebbetzin. So then his house, we were never privy to it until the passing of the Rebbetzin, when people went to the Rebbe's house to be Menachem. Well, it was a nice size house, but it was, everything was old, from leftover, an old stove and functional, but very like leftover from the long. Rebbe never bought any, there was nothing there, you know, like anything fancy. There was no modern. So for himself, the expenses were, I'm not sure whether the mortgage was paid or how that was done, or electricity. I'm not sure exactly how that was done, but his day-to-day expenses were minimal. And I think he was on a salary for the Merkaz, whatever it was, a very meager salary from the Merkaz. Unfortunately, today we don't have, leaders like that, to find, you open up the newspapers, you see all kinds of people, everybody's going to jail and everybody's going to, for improprieties, for various different things, But I'm sure there's plenty of others, you don't hear of them, But in any event, so the Rebbe says, and as far as what you're saying,